Blog Talk Radio.
America. She was given life by a group of immigrants, much like you and me. They were beckoned by a statue with her hand held high, named Liberty. They had visions. They had dreams. They saw a new land of opportunity. They were moms and dads and family. They embraced individual responsibility. Together, they built a nation on a commitment to equality. They were a friend, a neighbor. They believed in accountability. And when danger came, they locked arms and stood for a nation's sovereignty. One day, their country called, and they united and went off to a faraway beach called Normandy. Together, they gave blood and treasure, and together, they saved a world from tyranny. From north to south, east to west, from sea to shining sea, from them we've inherited America, Purple Mountain Majesty. 200+ years in the making, that's America, our family tree. That's our heritage, that's our roots, that's what's kept us free. Now we're faced with another danger, this time from within. That is an out-of-control political society that's no longer accountable to their constituency. They've plotted, they've schemed, and they took advantage of an unfair tax called Social Security. And they've used deceit and deception, and they pander to a generation on the 18th tee. One of their own has said, "We stole the money." They've stolen $2.6 trillion from Social Security and are leaving a new debt for posterity. America, you're not a right possessed by a privileged class. America is a privileged right possessed by every class. So wake up, America. This isn't about sports, talk shows, or Saturday night TV. It's about our backbones, our guts, and bravery. America, you will never reach your destiny without taking back the halls of Congress in D.C. We once was and still can be the home of the brave and the land of the free. But America, once again, your people must rise up, so God will continue to shed His grace on thee.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Hey folks, welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I'm one of your hosts, Linda, coming from California. It's a beautiful spring day here, probably about 70 degrees and gorgeous. My garden's working out. We're coming to you courtesy of PatriotFamily.com, Patriot Families with a YS.com, and welcome everyone. We've got Bill, I've got him on the line. It's great. Brian, good to see you. Rod, Yola, thank you so much for joining us. And from Indiana, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Linda. We've got a beautiful day here. It's just had a shower, and I mean a shower, not a storm, a shower.
Yeah.
And it smells good and fresh outside, all the flowers and stuff's coming up. It's mushroom season here, and I'm already full of them. A lot of people haven't found them yet, but me and a couple of my buddies, we've been pretty lucky.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we've found plenty.
Fresh mushrooms and fresh veggies and, oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
You know, we can talk about the weather's nice. The truth is we're not here to talk about the weather.
Oh, I know.
There's so much happening in our country, so much happening. The immigration bill being done and behind closed, you know, people aren't paying attention. I tried watching it, and the Politano just makes me want to just strangle myself. She's deceitful.
Oh.
They all are. And they talked about, you know, there's going to be family reunification involved with that. And that family reunification in itself is going to increase the numbers that are here. If they say 11 million, then it's going to be 45.
Oh, my God.
That's a low-end count, Linda, because each one can bring up to 256.
Well, it'll help.
Might be 252.
It will help put the final nail into the coffin. I mean, look.
Well, if you listened to Ron's show last night, you know, Ron hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
when the economy crashes and it's we're on the edge, you know, we're going over the edge right now. We're just kind of tilted. If and when, I mean, it's inevitable. We're on trial. I'm sorry to say, it's going to happen.
It's a when,
This here could be the final big push that does it. Because no matter what they say, and it's been proven, the statistics back it up, there's no way all these illegals are going to be a surplus to our economy.
Oh, no. A drain. A huge drain. They already are.
Yes, they are. And the questions on immigration that you never hear asked, and this kind of ticks me off, because it's the basis of everything about it. Why do these people come here, Linda?
For free. Well, they come for the money, number one. The jobs.
Because they come because they have an opportunity.
Right.
That they don't have in their own countries. And we don't look at the reason. Why don't they have these opportunities in their own countries? And what are we doing trying to help them change that so that they do have opportunities in their own countries?
Well, you know what, Bill?
Our government plays right hand in hand with the tyrants that, you know, keep these people pushed down and treat them the way they do. I can understand why they want to come here. What I don't understand is they come here and they have the courage to get out of my streets or to get into our faces and scream at all this and that about their rights, but they didn't have the courage to stand up in their own country and do that.
Well, they've got worse corruption than we do. I mean, just picture Venezuela.
Oh.
I would say that Mexico right now is probably as bad, almost, not quite, but running a close second to places like North Korea and Iran. Look, they don't have freedom in Mexico. They're starving. You know, they have drug cartels that are hacking people to death. They've got people that get kidnapped, you know, worse than even in Arizona. I mean, it's a daily occurrence. They have a government that doesn't give a rat's behind. I mean, way worse than ours.
So do we, because some of the people getting hacked up by these people are our people. And our government does nothing and says nothing about it. Our government seems to cater to those who want to do us harm, to the violent extremists on both sides.
There's really no, I mean, unless you can put sanctions against Mexico, which isn't a bad idea. You know, other
than be giving them a dime.
No, in fact, the only way to, I mean, if you really wanted to help those people, and I don't believe in nation building, you would have to go and take the whole region by storm and conquer it.
We cannot do that. It takes the Mexican people to do that.
They're
the
not
Mexican
going to.
Mexican people need, well, look
because
how they're
look,
dead. I mean, are they armed? No. Can they fight back against what's there? They were put into this position. But they're going to have to fight, Linda. They're going to have to.
The thing is, they
need to build a country for their people, looking by their people, you know, and of their people.
Okay, let's put it into context of our country. But how do you propose for these people with no money? They're half starved. They have no representation. They have a whole lot less freedoms than we still are clinging to. Look how hard we're fighting, Bill, and we can't make headway.
Tell me
how the hell are they?
Why are we in Syria?
Why are we anywhere? Why are we
in
Iraq and Afghanistan?
Iraq and Afghanistan, that's all that terror thing out there, but really, truthfully, why are we in Syria? Why were we in Libya?
The whole thing is stinks to high heaven.
If our government's willing to do those things there, then why haven't they turned to our border and done anything?
Well, look.
And I'm not saying they got to go to war, but I'm saying you can cut off a lot of this.
Yes.
When your neighbor to your south makes the biggest amount of their economy is based on criminal activity done perpetrated into our country, then there is a problem, and our government should be addressing it.
They don't. They don't care. I said it in the chat room yesterday before Ron went live, because we were talking about why are these people in our own government doing these things? Why are they pandering? Why are they doing these things? And he was talking about the monetary system and the Saudi Arabia connection and the petrodollar. And so I said in the chat room, I said, so the answer is they are all members of the oldest profession. This is what we have in our country. Every single senator, what I heard today, I think it was on Hannity, Michelle Bachmann was on, and she's on my bad list right now because she voted for CISPA along with idiot ISA, who I called and emailed, you know, several times yesterday. But she's been looking into the Muslim Brotherhood deal and also this bombing thing in the mosque. And she's, look, if there's one thing she's doing well, maybe she should stick to that because she is trying. There are several people. In fact, who was it that was going? There's a that
well,
new
we're,
thing.
We're not all going to agree on every single issue.
No.
On the majority of the issues, we would agree with Michelle.
Right, because
but I agree with you on that because you know I fight the insider investing deal here in my county,
mm-hmm.
and because it's the problem of my county. It's probably the problem in most counties across this nation. Is when you're elected, use their office for nothing more than a way to
right.
control what businesses come in and so they can get their inside investments. And a lot of times they'll even use the taxpayers' money as a slush fund to do their investing. They always put the money back, they say. I don't know.
Well, look,
but, you
okay.
know,
from what I'm understanding.
That's a major problem, but it ain't just with our congressmen. It's with every elected official in this nation.
Oh, I know. And the appointed ones, and the bureaucrat, and the this. It's just enough to make everyone crazy.
And there comes your corporate interest.
Well, it's corporate fascism. Look, everybody's in – this is central economic planning at its worst because they have been doing this for eons, and I'm sure that Ron can attest to that because he understands the monetary policy. They have been – doing corporate fascism in this country for, God, probably 1850. We haven't had a free market. It's a joke. What I've been seeing, what I heard from Michelle Bachmann today on Hannity's show talking about, she was talking about the connections of this mosque. It was the, Islamic something, I think, IBS is the name of this thing, and the affiliates and the current imam, these people are radicals. Everything that's going on as far as this Boston Massacre deal and these Chechnyans and the Saudi national and the ties to jihad, what they're doing with the DHS, the FBI and ICE and every level of our government, especially derelict Holder and idiot O'Dummer, they have erased these words. You cannot fight something that you aren't identifying. This is just – it's evil. So I do applaud her for looking into this and doing as the best they can. They're all trying.
Well,
in fact, who's the guy?
I read an article today, Linda, and I don't think there's any part of our government right now that has not been infiltrated by the Muslims. I can't think of any department, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, EPA,
look at the amount of mosques that are in this country. These are turned into madrasas. This is where these people get radicalized. And they're all saying that, they must have been radicalized in Chechnya or this, that, or the other thing, or by the internet or some nonsense. These people are crazy. We have incompetence. We have liars. We have cheats. We have corporate fascism. We have no free markets. We've got central economic planning. They're trying to control everything. Who's the guy that said he was trying to put a stop to this new internet tax that's coming down the pike? Did you hear about this? This was all over the radio today and the internet. I think his name was Nordquist, and I don't have the article in front of me. I can try to find it, but they're trying to put a stop to it. Of course, good old ISA and Bachmann both voted for CISPA while everybody's eyes were on the Boston bombing. So we've got – and then there was another – see if I can find
there
it.
Always seems
here it is.
To be a distraction to take away our focus. And I would say a lot of what we've seen the last couple of weeks has been distraction while they do other things.
I know. Nordquist aims to stop internet sales tax legislation, which they have not voted on. And it's Grover Nordquist. He's president of Americans for Tax Reform. Okay. The internet sales tax ledge racing through Senate is likely to face roadblocks when it moves to the House. Anti-tax activist Grover Nordquist, old Newsmax Tuesday, It says, the reason we have a House and Senate is when you rush something through one body, you have a chance to think it through in the other one. And we're making the case on the House side of either seriously amending it or even stopping it. So that's that little headline. So, I mean, the stuff that I have right now on my email is just astounding. Then I am probably going to print all these out and do some of it on my show tomorrow, but there was on TPN, it was Earth Day's Big Lie. There's the Boston bombings, death by multiculturalism.
And well, we had Earth Day yesterday, and we had snow falling in places that's never fell in April.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I got to tell you one thing that I found. There was a thing on Facebook, and I don't remember who posted it. It could have been Pat Hitley or somebody from my group that I was with last night, which we had it was an incredible eye-opener, and I had a great conversation with my friend Chris. You got to hear this story today. But what was I going to say? Oh, when they had this Earth Day in San Diego, they actually had a booth where with a big sign, and it said, look up chemtrails, and it had all these things, and these were environmentalists. Finally, this is the first I've heard of this, that they're coming out against it, and they're going, toxic spraying, they're killing us. And so I'm glad that, because there's a lot of greeny nut jobs down here, and they have flocked to these events, that somebody's educating
them. Well, hopefully they're going to wake up, many of them are going to wake up to the fact that they've been being used.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Well, in fact, when I went last night, here's what happened. They rented this area at the Performing Arts Center in Poway. The people from the school district of Poway, what they're trying to do, and I don't know, I don't think it's connected to Common Core, but it could be. Who they're partnering with, the school district, is partnering with Qualcomm and their technology, and they're trying to sell this to the public. They said it was a town hall, but when Chris started asking questions, they shut down the meeting, but we got to talk to them for like 20 minutes. I just let Chris go because she was on a roll. And she was talking about, you know, why are we involving the state? Why are you not just trying to sell this in another way? You're going to the schools. You're saying the schools are going to do this. They're putting up these little hubs, and they want these little chips on the kids' backpacks so the parents can know when they got to school. The whole thing is a slippery slope, and everybody's, you know, up in arms about it. So, yeah, she was amazing. And then I was emailing her, and she was talking about her. She can't come on tonight because she's speaking about what I was doing 2 weeks ago, pulling this together to talk to my city council and proving out of the mouths of these own people about their New World Order and ICLEI and the climate hoax. From, you know, the Club of Rome and Ted Turner and all the rest of these clowns. She's actually speaking as we speak right now. So what Chris did at this meeting was she looked at them and she says, do you know why we live in the world we live in today? She says, what do you think changed and when? And they looked at her like she was, you know, from Mars. They didn't understand any of it. And she says, well, the fact that you don't even know what changed, you know, I can't help you. But finally, they actually got so interested, they wanted her to tell them. And she said, in 1963, you took God out of the schools. There was no school shootings when I was growing up. There was no safety issues for the children. And this is not the way and to keep the children safe. And so one of the clowns from the school district said, well, take it up with the school board, you know, if you want God back in the schools. That was his attitude, and he was very flippant. That's what I witnessed. And I'm glad she laid into him for a good 20 minutes. And the audience was small. There was a few parents, and there was several shills in there. One was a teacher, and one was a substitute teacher. So we knew what we were up against. It was like that Delphi thing, you know, because this one teacher said, looks at Chris. It's a good thing I didn't open my mouth because probably would have gotten into a brawl. But she says, she looks at Chris and goes, why are you so angry? Chris just said, hey, look, where do you teach? I've seen you before. She knows because she's on this stuff. It was hysterical. Like I said, I didn't want to get, you know, called the cops on. So I just kept my mouth shut. But it was quite amazing.
The whole Common Core thing has been into an uproar and stuff. I can tell you this, you know, you say what's going on that you don't know about. Do you know that there's a trial going on right now about Obama and Hillary and their eligibility?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
When in 2008, they had to forge names to get them on the ballot in the state of Indiana, and the people who did the forging are in court right now. They're going to trial right now.
Yeah, there's.
That means that Hillary and Obama weren't legally on the ballot in Indiana.
Wow. Okay, was this a state issue that your state court?
I don't know that it's going to not be more than a state issue yet, because it's calling into question a lot of boards from other places.
Yeah, I mean, look, what we're dealing with. In fact, I think it's next month, because Barbara gave me. She was there. We had a lot of people from our Anti-Agenda 21 task force, and everybody's kind of branching out and doing a lot of different things, but we're all still sticking together. We talk to each other. We do the meetings. We're always on top of this stuff. These guys are even more so than I am, because a lot of them have kids and grandkids in the schools. So she showed me the one on Common Core, and there was another meeting down the street on Common Core, and I don't know if it was that one was open to the public or not. But next month it will be, so we're all going to gather again, and we are going. I'm coming full bore. I'm coming in with everything that I've got on these people, and I'm going to tell them, you have no idea how many people are. You know, six states now finally have rejected it, and we're trying to get others to do the same thing. So we're going to explain that this is pure communism. This has nothing to do with standard testing.
When you look at it, we have more people in school as school administrators than we have teachers.
Oh, the whole thing is bureaucracy on steroids.
I don't understand how that's even possible, but we have more administrators than we do teachers.
And this is why Terry Rowland screams about the money that they throw at this. Where do you think all this goes? It goes to pay these people's salaries. It goes to pay the bureaucratic Lilliputians who are making hell on
everyone. Not educating our children, because the average grades keep falling.
They don't teach anything, Bill. They don't teach what we used to learn.
we're getting a taste of that by some of these people in our Congress.
They indoctrinate our children with global warming lie hoax every day, especially here in San Diego and all over the country. They indoctrinate them about communism with Common Core, socialism, and social justice, and you know, it takes a village nonsense all day long. They don't teach them. Why can't they read when they're 14 years old? This is ridiculous. And this is why Terry said, I love this one, and I'm going to do it again. And I'm quoting Miss Terry. You have a broken washing machine, and you take hordes and hordes of cash, and you stuff it down into the washing machine. It's not going to fix the machine. You must call a repairman and overhaul it. I mean, this is the deal. That's the best analogy I've ever heard, and I applaud her for saying it.
I hear a lot of people saying, what can we do to save our country and our economy and stuff? The truth is, I don't see any way you could possibly in heck save this economy.
No, it's impossible.
I don't see a way out of that. It's just the numbers don't work that way.
No, and when you look at what's coming down the pike, and when you look at what's been happening over the many, many decades, it looks to me, and I know Ron said it many, many times, and he said it yesterday, that the Rubicon has been passed a long time ago, and now I finally understand it. It took a long time, but I get it. We're not going to get it because it took us too long to wake up. We're not going to get it by voting them out. We're not going to get it through a revolution. We're going to go through a wormhole, and then the ones who are left, who are not dead or killed or whatever, are going to have to try to rebuild it if there's enough of us, and that's what I see. That's exactly what I see.
World chaos plays into, you know, their hands, because they want depopulation, and you're just aiding them in that process. But the fact is, you know, even if you tore everything down and started rebuilding, if you're using the same kind of people to do the rebuilding, you're going to get the same results.
Exactly. But let's pray. This is why, and I got to I got to agree with Glenn on this one, because he said the same thing I just said in a different manner. In fact, Ron mentioned at the end of the show, because I got cut off twice because I was cruising down 78 and it was horrible, and I couldn't stay in contact as being a guest caller. So, and he said, you know, get on your knees, keep your family close, prepare any way you can, and let's just ride it out and, you know, do your hedging and your silver or your whatever and your barter and lead.
That's to some extent, but the truth is, to come out on top, you're going to have to band together and unite.
I agree with you, and I don't know how that's going to happen. Although
I don't know how that'll happen either, unless all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And people just start talking.
Yeah, we're going to need some ham radio, man. Real quick.
There's our problem. You have so many people in this country are trapped because all they have is the liberal media feeding them lies. You have so many people trapped because the only information they're getting is through the education system, which is indoctrinating them.
Right.
So we're losing the knowledge is being lost because it's so hard to spread it. The internet was a disaster for the establishment because they never foresaw us using it the way we've used it. And it's worked against them to a point, and that's why they want control of it now.
Absolutely. Oh, I agree with you. And here's the thing. What I would say to everyone is not only keep, like Ron said, keep your wits about you and don't buy into the total nut job conspiracy, way out, far out stuff. Know your facts. Know what you can fight and when, and just continue. And keep your family close. Get your preparations all in order. Try to, you know, pray for discernment, et cetera. Get yourself into the best frame of mind you can be in a crisis situation so that you can survive.
Know who your enemies are. And I say that if all hell breaks loose, know who the ones were that were responsible for all this building up to the point that all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
and
you know
hold them accountable. Chase them
true,
down. If they hide in an underground bunker, weld them in.
Look, they're going to be held accountable no matter what. What I'm thinking of is your day-to-day survival and what happens after, you know, the meltdown, whatever crisis is over, how long ever it takes, is we should keep – I'm making a mental list right now, too, of all the things that I want to hold dear. And I've got a whole – right in front of me, about 50 pocket constitutions, which are going to be worth a lot of, you know, value to me in the days ahead. I've got all my history books because you know what? Even if they don't come confiscate them and burn them, these things get lost. And all the way they've erased and bastardized history, that's going to help us a lot, dude. That's what I'm talking about, because there's going to have to be some of us who try to.
It intrigues me that I can sit 25-year-old people down and talk about history and have their full attention. And in the end of it, every one of them is like, I didn't know all these. They didn't teach us that. And I'm like, huh, they taught me that.
Wow.
That's the difference that, you know, I'm telling them and showing them. That's the difference between really teaching and indoctrinating. What they taught you, and I spouted off a bunch of things, you know, that the liberal mantra and all this and that, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's because that's the Democrat, liberal, socialist ideology, and they're trying to indoctrinate you. They're not teaching you. If they did, you'd be a whole lot smarter than you are.
Well, I love that.
It's not that I'm smart. It's that you weren't taught.
Right. Ron puts in, kill them all and let God sort them out. Remember, Patrick, he used to do that in the chat room all the time. And I've been thinking that more myself.
That's actually a motto in the military.
Yeah. funny. Oh, that's where he got it from then. I've never served in that sense. I'm serving in other ways.
And depends on what branch of the service, which group uses that. Rangers use that. Kill them all, let God sort them out. I know some of the Marines use it. So, you know, it's just a military thing. I did get into your conversation last night when you guys were talking about, you know, Muslims and how they just kill. If you don't believe in their religion, they kill you. And a thought occurred to me, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
If if you're in the end, if you're not a believer in God, what happens to you?
You go to hell.
He kills
if you're not, pardon me?
He kills you.
Well,
he casts you into damnation forever.
Well, yeah, it's a death of the separation from him. In other words,
yes.
That's your final judgment. Yeah, final judgment. I get that part. Because there's,
yeah.
If you're saved and you're going to be with the Lord wherever he's prepared a place for you, that's a great thing. If you have not chosen that path, then whatever he decides to do with you, then that's your fate, and it is your choice. He gives you all the right up to the end, you know.
To understand in Islam, they're not waiting on God to do that to you or Allah. They do that to you themselves for
Allah.
Well,
these people are crazy. Why do you think
you're not getting an argument out of me over that.
Why do you think Thomas Jefferson was so absolutely appalled and shell-shocked when he literally asked these people, these Muslims back in the day, when
Informed Jefferson about him.
Yeah, and he says, why are you doing this? We have done nothing to you. And they said, our religion tells us to. And so then Jefferson says, I want a copy of that Quran and I want to translate it into English. So that's why he got it, so he could understand what nut jobs. These people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. They're as crazy as loons.
Therein is the dilemma. If they truly follow the Quran, the Hadith and all these,
yeah.
They're going to try to kill us. They're going to lie to us and try to use us because the ends is worth the means. You know, they're allowed to under their religion. I've studied many religions around the world, and the only one I ever found that really tells anybody to just kill anybody who don't agree with you is Islam.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I have
a lot of
other questions about Islam that makes me, as a religion, think this is a sick ideology.
Oh, it's very perverted. It's disgusting. Well, these people live in the 9th century, and they'll never get out of it. You know, and then I remember... I think it was Glenn was talking about it a few days ago, and he was like on a tirade because people just – Bill, when you talk about individual freedom and individual responsibility and individual sovereignty and all these things that our foundation was built on, and the antithesis, which is the socialism and the communism and the whateverism, which makes us crazy, the Fabian socialism, the philosopher kings, it's nuts. You look at what happened. You've got, and I remember Ron talking about this. Go ahead.
We're the new Rome.
Well, here's, and Ron talked about, because he was asking the question, between the garden and now, what changed and what happened? And that was the birth and the death and the resurrection of Christ. Okay. So you still got your period from day one to that portion, and then from that portion all the way to the founding of this nation. But before the Declaration of Independence, we had the resurrection of Christ. And it took a long, long time for all of those things of his message to reach the shores of this landmass here that we call America today. So from the garden to the founding to the moon launch, people were living in caves, or they should have been. All they had was torches and fire and roasting whatever they could kill
with
their bare hands.
Now we're having there's been findings in the last few years that are throwing a high arc of doubt about all of these things about South America and who was there and this and that in the mountains of Peru and in the middle
right.
of Mexico.
But I'm talking, okay, show me where there was electric light bulbs before our country was formed. Show me. Where
Egypt.
Were there? Huh?
Egypt and the pyramids.
Okay, well, maybe they were advanced. But I mean, I'm talking about, you know, F-16s ain't happening, all right? All this
maybe
stuff.
Maybe not that, but Linda, there is so much when you really go back and you start looking at some of these older civilizations and stuff, and the two I'm talking about would have had to existed at the time that we hadn't even invented the wheel yet. We were still cavemen, according to
this. So here's Here was one of the points he was trying to make. The natural state, when you look at world history, from the kicking out of Garden of Eden till the founding of this nation, the natural state was either slavery and tyranny, kings, or barbarism. Is that not true?
We actually still have that. I don't know, there's like 18, I don't know how many millions and millions of black slaves over in the Middle Eastern areas and Northern Africa and stuff. These are black people who are enslaved to Muslims.
Okay, but I'm saying...
Now, understand that. If there's any black people listening, I want you to understand that. There are still millions of blacks that are slaves right now to Muslims.
Oh, hell, we got them in Detroit. They're slaves
to the system. Think about that man standing in Washington, D.C. What does he really represent? Because
everything that's wrong.
He's leading you to enslavement.
Well, we've already got economic enslavement. They're taking our freedoms away minute by minute. But when you look at it on a timeline, seriously, what America was, the idea of it when it first formed and things were kind of humming along pretty well, that was the monkey wrench that got thrown into the New World Order clowns and the ones who wanted to keep the status quo of that enslavement hugely on a massive global scale, and the tyranny and the barbarism. They don't care about people. You know, we're just pawns. We're just useless eaters and ATM machines now. But seriously, when they got that Ten Bill of Rights, et cetera, and all the rest of it, that threw the biggest monkey wrench into that 5,000-year history. And they have been doing their damnedest to screw it over ever since, and you know it.
The greed for power and the greed for wealth has been the biggest. That's the destructions of mankind right there, those two individual things. Because if you could take away the greed for power and the greed for wealth, you wouldn't have all the things you have.
Well, then you have to change
your nature. A lot of us are simple people. If I see my neighbor needs something, I'll lend him a hand. That's what you do.
Right, but that's the Christian.
It ain't that way in the cities.
Well, it is if you have certain areas. I mean, it's hard to find, but we do have some good people here in California. Not the legislators, not by any stretch. But, yeah, I understand. But Bill, don't fall into the trap of trying to change human nature, because that ain't going to happen. You can only change yourself.
You cannot change human nature. I mean,
no.
Even the Bible tells you it isn't money that's evil. It's the love of money.
Well, it's the pure worship of it, I believe. I think that
that's the love of it.
Yeah,
when you put money above people.
Yeah, it's a complete worship. It's like idol worshiping. It's the same thing. You have this, like those things they put on horses with little blinders on the sides of their heads, and they just are narrowly focused on one thing and one thing only, and that is just that lust for money and or power or dominance over others. I mean, these are all bad things, but...
You got to realize with the Rothschilds and stuff, that can't be money. They're so wealthy now. It has to be for power.
Of course.
It's the total control thing. And
it's
with all these others.
Sickness.
You
yeah,
have a person
sickness.
Gets elected and it goes to his head and he automatically thinks he's above you, that you're lesser than him.
And we've allowed it to happen. And unfortunately, we've allowed this to happen.
But the elected do not understand that it is you that is above him. You are his.
Because it's all flipped on its head, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. And when you go to the New World Order clowns, these people do believe that they are the philosopher kings. They think they're gods. They get very high, literally high off the idea that they can do these things, and they're getting away with it. It's a rush to them. It's probably like...
We see the same thing with our Hollywood people and our celebrities.
Those idiots. But
they're the same way. You don't see Bill Russell. You don't see a guy that's so humble and just thankful that he, you know, had the chances and stuff.
Let me tell you something.
It goes to every one of them's heads, and now they think, I need Reese Witherspoon telling me how to live like I need a hole in the head.
Those celebrities, overpaid, over Botoxed, you know, facelift with their personal trainers and their mansions.
Reese Witherspoon, when you've been with the same woman 35 years, same guy 35 years, come talk to me.
And then these people, they think they're so high and mighty, and it's absolutely hysterical, just like many of the others in our government. They are what Lenin called useful idiots, believe me. That's all. They're being used. Everyone's being used, and you know it.
We have, like I said, we have so many out there that don't know and have no desire to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when everything does start coming around, these people will be the first ones like, what the hell happened? Or they'll be blaming you because you didn't wake them up or whatever.
Yeah, I'm right.
That's going to happen.
Oh, you guys, tomorrow I'm going to
not see Jay Carney blame the Tea Party for the sequester?
Oh, gosh, I missed that one. I don't listen to Carney Barker. He's a Carney Barker.
That's how it is. They're blaming the Republicans and the Tea Party for the sequester. And when the truth was, Obama was given a way out. They offered him a way out, and he wouldn't take it. Senate wouldn't let him take it anyway.
He was the one who suggested it in the first place. I don't give a rat's behind what Obama thinks, does, or says. His days are numbered.
Well,
I don't care what anybody thinks.
Here's what he wants you to think. It's not the fact that he suggested that's immaterial. But the fact is, it was Republicans that went ahead and let him do it.
Well, look, we've got 98% of those idiots in D.C. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for right now. I wouldn't walk across the street if they were handing out $500 bills. I'm telling you, I have no use for them. They are in the swamp. And to quote Stretch Piglosi, the swamp needs to be drained. Tomorrow would be a good time. You know, I'm tired of it because the lies. And look at the DHS. Janet Incompetano, big sis, she lies through her teeth. I hope they nail her for this.
Today, so much deceit coming out of her mouth about the immigration and all this and that, and even on the bombing. I mean, they knew.
Yep.
They knew.
Yeah, they've changed their story so many times.
You want to talk about lies? I read the Benghazi report. I posted it on your page on Facebook.
I was reading it just before, but I'll come back to it later. Yes, absolutely.
Well, what that comes down to is Hillary Clinton lied under oath.
Yeah, I wish they'd go after her. You know, sometimes when it's our side, you know, the conservative side, the wheels of justice move very slowly. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
You still don't see a lot of conservatives saying anything about any of the stuff that goes on. They sit there idle, dead.
I know.
My congressman, Todd Young, he's oblivious to the reality that's going on around him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? Some of these people, remember that crazy one that was thinking that Guam was going to tip over and all the rest of them who have their heads so far? You know what? Sometimes
I'm from the state of Dan Quayle and David Letterman. I understand ignorance.
Yes, and exactly. And now check this out. My dad used to have an old saying, and I'm going to get a little crass here, but it's kind of fun because we need to lighten this up. But when you see those people on C-SPAN or you see the congressional houses all filled up and they've got a panel and they're all talking and filibustering or whatever the hell they're doing and taking votes, do you know how I envision these people? They have their left thumb in their mouth and their right thumb in the other direction, and they're sitting around waiting for someone to say switch. This is how stupid these people are. That's how retarded these people are. And I am so fed up with it. I expect this from the media. I don't expect it, you know, from the Congress people. But I've come to accept the fact that we're pretty much on our own, you know. And like I said, but what I've been reading.
This is going to be one hot summer, Linda. It's going to be one hot summer. And I'm not talking about temperature.
It's
going to be one hot summer. When people wake up. You see how the health care bill is waking people. Even the head guy, one of the guys that was in on the writing of it, now he's not even going to run for office next time around. You know, that's just one step. They have to waken up to almost everything that's being done. We have laws. We don't even know what the hell they are yet. There
I know,
so
it's
many
horrible.
Paths
yeah, you
at can't. Once.
I know, it's sick. I just
and,
got another headline.
And they're not like they're telling you because they don't want you to know.
I know.
Until
I just got another headline that says,
it on everybody.
Says John Boehner says he's not allowing Select Committee to investigate into Benghazi. Isn't that special? You know, that guy's such a traitor. I've never seen anything like it. I did see one good thing on the immigration, but it was kind of a short blurb, and I don't have it in front of me. It was in Iowa, and these hospitals were deporting these illegals after they got into a car crash, and they said there was like 600 per year or something that was doing this, and there was absolutely nothing that anyone could do to stop them because there was no laws against it, because once they're you know, their insurance money ran out or whoever was paying for it, Medicare, or what, which they're not even eligible for.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah, they were deporting them back to Mexico. And now there's some bleeding heart law firm that's trying to sue this hospital for doing it. And hopefully they'll lose. Who knows? It may go all the way to the Supreme Court. But I'm telling you,
therein is our problem. The American public should wake up and realize they've tried this amnesty thing so many times, and ever once have they stopped.
They have no
intentions of it ever stopping. They don't want to secure your border. They don't want to do anything against it.
Go ahead.
They make no attempts to enforce the laws at all. They never have, never made an attempt. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And to keep saying our laws are broken, how the hell do you know our laws are broken if you've never tried to enforce them?
Oh, no, it's insane. What did I hear today? I just lost the train of thought. Something about immigrant. Oh, there was something on Facebook about Rubio, and I can't remember all the remarks, and I don't know who posted it, but I just posted that I said, Rubio has and always has been a fake Tea Party person. I don't think he was ever. I think he was like a shill going in, you know? I mean, this guy.
I would say before 2016, Ted Cruz will be way more popular to the American people than Rubio.
God, I hope so.
Rubio will be he's an establishment puppet. Exactly.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
He is.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
All these people, they always talk about immigration. They never talk about what's fair. Tell me how it's fair that one particular part gets an overwhelming amount of this benefit off of this law. Wouldn't fair immigration mean equal amounts from all over instead of one huge amount from one particular place?
Well, the only, you know, when they talk about fairness, I mean, the whole thing is, social justice, and that's what that internet tax is supposed to be about, because they're saying that there's no fairness involved because of the states who have this and the states who don't do that. they want to keep bringing this economy down to its knees. This is one damn good way to do it. There's going to be a complete homogeneous situation.
Well, there's just a handful of states that don't have a sales tax and income tax like that.
I know.
And it's punishing those states and trying to alter their way of doing things because, you know, and the truth is, if you read that CAFR one that Ron had and talked about.
Yes, Capper.
Even in my area, I'm like, damn, as much stuff as they own, and as much stuff as they're getting an income off of, monthly incomes, yearly incomes, their lease incomes, and everything else, that they're drawing money off of all these properties that they own, why the hell do they need our taxes?
They don't. This is another big hoax. And, you know, I've got a 3-inch volume book of my 3.5 years of study on Agenda 21 and, you know, the entire history of it that I can get my hands on. And that's why I do what I do and go in front of city council. I still have to make my copies. I still have to, in fact, there's a whole bunch of stuff to print out for my show tomorrow. And also make sure that my council members get this stuff. Whether they read it or not, I don't care. But I'm going to make sure that when I read in front of the council chambers and all the people behind me and the ones, and we get filmed and we go it's live on KOCT in our local city. So people who want to tune in who can't, you know, they're infirm, they can't get out of the house, whatever, they can watch on TV. So, you know, I always put on my makeup and the whole, you know, do whatever I can, dress nicely and try to speak articulately and keep it. We have to keep it to 3 minutes, but I'm just going to keep hammering this home until people come one at a time to my side. And now that I'm seeing the greenies literally bitching about the chemtrails, I'm going, well, hallelujah, it's about damn time, you know, since this has been going on for how long? The chemtrails and the geoengineering? This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, it goes, it's been going on way longer than people think it has. A lot of this mm-hmm. stuff has. And you talk about Agenda 21. I haven't went all the way back into it, but I went into the 1920s and 30s and reading stuff then that had to do with this agenda and the idea of a global government. And it just gets to be, to me, I'm living in times that are scaring the bejesus out of me because
absolutely.
I see a pope.
It should. It will.
I see a pope, and some of the things out of his mouth, especially about a one-world religion,
oh my God!
That sets off alarm bells.
And
see Obama, and I know his ties to the UN. And if he doesn't get elected, I look for him to go head to UN or some other world organization, while they push Hillary into us. And I'm thinking that right there is just like a Bible fulfillment to me. That is not the time I really wanted to be living in.
I know.
But I'm here.
I know.
Until I'm gone, I'm going to keep standing up. I'm going to keep speaking
absolutely.
Out. I'm going to keep trying to expose these things and keep digging. And I'm not going to shut up, and I'm not going away.
I agree. We're all doing the same thing. I've got people around me. I mean, I was so proud of Chris yesterday. She just kept talking, and they kept trying to shut her down, and she kept, you know, coming at them with all this stuff. And she explained to them, look, what, you know, when you want a slippery slope, you marry yourself with the state. Why do you need to do that? So that you can, you know, force it on people. And down the road, you say it's voluntary now, but once all this gets a toehold, it won't be voluntary. Look the way everything else is going. And they didn't have any rebuttal for that. They absolutely did not. So now the guy from Qualcomm was a lot more reasonable than the school guy. And I think that he was either on the school board, a superintendent, or something. I don't know what his position was. But I let her go because, you know, because I thought, I'm not going to get involved with it because I'll go off on a tangent on the New World Order in a heartbeat, you know. But
I wish right now that I had Terry Rowland's resume because they're looking for a school superintendent in Seymour, Indiana, pays $125,000 or something like that a year to start their thing. And I'm thinking Terry Rowland would be the most awesome school superintendent.
Oh, my God.
Because
you
know they're going to get some liberal.
I don't know I'm sure her whole family's there. I don't think she's going to get up and move. But and I know that she's like on the – if they keep pushing the Common Core, you know, might want to –
Someone like Terry, though, I felt someone like Terry, if we could just get somebody like that.
Oh, my God.
And odds are you won't. Terry's a jewel. And
I know.
And
it's amazing.
And her school's lucky to have her.
Oh, absolutely. And so are we, by the way.
And the kids are lucky to have her.
Oh, my God,
That she teaches. You know, and you don't find that very many places anymore.
She reminds me.
The schools have become, hell, teachers ain't in there to teach anymore. They're in there just to get a paycheck.
I know, it's horrible. Or indoctrinated.
Or they want to act like their college professors acted.
Yeah.
I went to a pretty good college, and I'm going to tell you, even then, there were many mm-hmm. students who were brighter than the teachers.
Of course. You know, and what I was going to say, my dad was one of them because he was older than most of the kids because he had gone through World War II and he got a late start. Even back then at a private college up in Walla Walla, which was Whitman, because they took care of those boys after World War II and they let them have, you know, equal amount of time that they spent in the Army with full tuition, paid for their books and everything. It was amazing. So he did. He took advantage of it, thank God, and got his teaching credentials and tried to help other children. Total conservative. My dad was extremely well-read, almost word for word what Terry's read, my dad has read, believe me. Amazing. very, very good with languages and accents, just like Miss Terry. She reminds me so much of my dad, and I have a lot of great respect for both of them. Absolutely.
With the things they push at the younger children today at such young ages, the immorality and stuff. Did you see the article on they made the girls kiss other girls?
No, I didn't. Oh, my God.
As an anti-bullying campaign and stuff. It's just, you know, these kinds of things. Get the heck out of our schools.
I agree.
You have the school has no right to interfere with the parents' teaching their morality, right and wrong.
It's sick. It is so sick.
You're there to educate. That means math, spelling, science, things like that. It doesn't mean indoctrinate. It doesn't mean that you give them, you teach them, this is what's moral or this is
they're
what's immoral. That's not your right.
Look, they're supposed to teach how to think, not what to think. And that's the difference.
Exactly.
I'm in the middle right now of Bonhoeffer. I mean, right halfway through, and I'm telling you, and I'm right at 1934. What I've read thus far is amazing, which I'll share some tomorrow. Like I told Mike from the hot seat last Saturday, I said, I'm reading this stuff from Hayek written 80 years ago, and this one about 1933-34. I said, and this could be written 2 months ago of the relevance and what's going on today. And Mike says, yeah, because we're repeating history. And I said, yeah, because the dumb numbnuts won't read it. So they got to drag us down through their repeating of history, whether we've read it or not. It's just disgusting. That's why I get so angry. I get so frustrated. I go nuts. But
I get that way every morning when I get up and I go reviewing the news and everything else.
I know.
Like, holy crap.
I know.
I'm going to take about 2 minutes here, Linda, and refill my coffee, and I'll be right back.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, call in because Mr. Bill is taking a break, and I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I love seeing Brian here again. I've got Ron, Rod, and Yo, all of our sweeties. I put out several blasts, but I didn't get much takers. I put Facebook. I put out on Patriot Families, of course. I emailed different people around town hoping that they would join us. My friend Chris couldn't because she's speaking tonight on the very subjects that I am going to deal with my city council. And what I had found was, you're going to love this. This guy is Michael Schmitz. This is Ickley's United States of America, not somewhere from Germany, but America's executive director of Ickley. One of the things he's quoted in his little spiel, he said, in his own words, Ickley is the only organization solely representing California cities and local governments, and the only national nonprofit organization participating on this China trip, which is was requested by good old Mussolini Jerry Brown of California on a historic trade and investment mission to China. It's amazing. So what I'm looking at is giving to my city council this information, all of it, which is about three quarters of a page telling in their own words what's going on. So I want to bring to their attention because they laughed at me. They always laugh at us when we are telling about these international organizations. In fact, the Ickley creeps on my first speech were sitting right there and eyeing me like I was, you know, from Satan's minions. So this is going to my city council, and I'll probably read it next time we do a meeting. I think it's going to be on the 24th. Yes, I think it's next week. No, whatever date it is, the first of May. Anyway, I have a thing in front of me. It says, subject Ickley. In the highlighted area, you will find a statement, which the highlighted would be the Ickley representing California, a statement which I spoke about at City Council many months ago. This comes from the mouth of Ickley's executive director. This fighting climate change and the sustainability mentioned in the second paragraph is proof of their agenda. First of all, there is no climate change. It is a huge lie and hoax perpetrated by the UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Council going back to 1992 in Rio. In order to push this down the throats of the American people, they are using the term environment to do it. These people do not care one whit about the environment. What this is about is redistribution of wealth, burdensome taxes, draconian regulations, and a whole lot of control over the people. Here is a quote from Alexander King, a member of the Club of Rome. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity. Unquote. To connect the dots further for you, the Club of Rome has some more interesting members. Maurice Strong, the Undersecretary of the UN at the time of the first Agenda 21 summit. Ted Turner, a known eugenicist. These people think they are the philosopher kings of today, and they believe that no individual has the right to private property. Keep marching towards your little Marxist utopia, and you will soon discover what kind of hell you have helped create. But then it will be too late. And that's how my message to City Council. And I'm going to give it to them in speech form and writing.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Because I'm sick of
very
it.
Very excellent.
I can't take these people anymore. This is solid proof here, out of their own mouths. And they're talking about California and Jerry Brown and the whole. And this is current. This is like 2 weeks ago. So they can't deny this. They cannot refute this. I'm not playing this game anymore.
So much just came out, and the truth is, if the real numbers were given and stuff, I think you'd see there's been a big slide away from the administration and what they're doing. But there's also been a big slide against the education system because it's being exposed left and right to what it is, and it's just a corrupt.
and
I'm not saying the teachers so much as I'm saying
the
administrators and the unions that are involved and those things.
Exactly.
I
was last night. I was expecting
they use
a
this
huge
against
amount
us,
of people.
Linda, with the immigration deal, they use that against us. Well, we need skilled labor. As someone who worked in supervision and stuff, I had to deal with many people when I'd hire them, and they don't know the job, so you have to show them a job.
Right.
And I don't know anybody that came in that in certain places that came in that would have knew how to do the job the way we wanted it done. You would have been showed because we did it a certain way.
Right.
And there's no reason you can tell me that you can't teach Americans that. Now,
oh my God!
You're talking. You need all these immigrants, but they're in jobs like construction and those and that. A very small percentage,
right?
The 70% or whatever the guy gave on the immigration debate. It's not. That's not. He's a liar. It's a small percentage of the illegals picking our crops and stuff. And we could be using nonviolent inmates to do that. California threw a fit about when they wanted to do that, didn't want to use them for that. But the moment there was a fire going on, they had no problem dragging 3,000 of them, 2,000 of them out there to fight that fire. They volunteered to do it. I don't know if I would have volunteered to have done it after they had told me, well, you're not, I don't want your kind in my field picking my crops. You're going to give all these, in this immigration deal, it's going to give all these immigrants that have records a free pass. And you're not going to be able to bring their record up to deny them a job. But you'll use another person's record to not deny him a job. If he's out, then he is more than likely already paid his debt to society.
Right.
And owes society nothing. He deserves a fair shake. Or you're pushing these people back, and you are the society itself, by doing that, is creating career felons because they can't make it because you won't give them a chance. I thank God right now that when I did my time and came out, I went back to school and stuff, but that someone took a chance on me, and I was able to live my dream and fulfill my goals and dreams of a career and stuff. You know, if you don't give a person that chance, what do you expect?
Well, you know, when you've hit on so many things.
You're willing to do it for illegals, but you're not willing to do it for your own people. I don't get that.
When these clowns in Congress talk about, oh, well, we need to import immigrants to fulfill the high echelon jobs. You ain't getting them from across the border. I got news for you. South of us. Please.
No, you're not.
And here's the deal. Let me ask these people a question. Why are we not producing our own intelligent people? Because of you and your draconian garbage and your national education system and your stupid bureaucracies and gazillion duplicate of it.
That's not it, Linda. It's because our people with that education level would want a higher wage.
Yes. Yeah,
that's exactly
and
what it is.
Places
that
are,
right
that,
there
yeah.
is the whole yep. thing of it, is that right there in a nutshell.
And, the, now, and there you go to the monitor.
Law,
yep.
It's like Ted Cruz said, you know, immigration law, or I'm not sure, it may have been Jeff Sessions, one of the two said, you know, if you were doing this stuff like other countries and stuff, you would put in here that any job an American wants, you have to give it to an American first.
Well, look.
And you have to make the pay, the pay has to be competitive. It can't be because you're paying so much under the table and stuff. Well, once they do an amnesty or whatever, or give them a free pass here, all that's going to change too, people. All you people who've been taking advantage of that are going to have to pay now.
So here's the other thing is somebody should tell these coneheads that if we had a real education system, which was privatized, keep it the hell out of all government. Government just, I mean, everything they touch turns to you know what. They're not teaching people how to think. They're not teaching people even how to read, for God's sakes. Spelling, forget spelling. Math, 2 + 2 = 5. We live in old Soviet. This is nuts. And then, of course, they indoctrinate. There's no true education. This is why the homeschool movement's so huge. This is why, and of course, Obama is on the wrong side of everything, and he's trying to deport the German family who tried to come here for religious freedom because Germany kept the old Hitler laws that you can't homeschool your kids. And they wanted to take their kids away from them. So they came here. And that bastard in the White House.
In a special way, Linda. My ancestors had to leave Europe because they were persecuted for translating,
sure.
printing, and publishing an English version of the Bible.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Catholics, some of the Catholics and some of the other groups didn't like the whatever. So they came here for that religious freedom. This
right.
was before it was even a country.
And
this
then
in the 1600s.
Then they've got in the headlines today on my stupid newspaper talking about called religious extremism, which is what, you know, our government's on the wrong side of everything these days. And that's what they target us, the Christians and the Tea Party. You know, we're all extremists, but they won't call out jihad and Islamic craziness. You know, and they're going, oh, the Muslims are moderate. Yeah. Well, maybe some are, but they aren't the ones running this nonsense. Nobody.
Oh,
I mean, it's upside down. Upside down.
Terrorism is a Tea Party right wing thing. Show me where, dude. Show me how the hell you got this idea.
It's crazy. The pyramid is
yeah.
reversed. And I'm so glad
yeah.
that my friend Chris talked about God and this little schmuck stood there and mocked her and said, well, take it up with the school board if that's what you want. Oh, yeah, well, me and what, you know, army. You know,
well,
I should have came to a fence.
I'm the type that I'll play, I ain't gonna lie, Linda, I'll play that psychological game with you. You want to
mm-hmm.
do things that way, I will go and use and get your own people to attack you. That's how I am. I will go and rationalize it out with their own people, with their people. I live in a community where it's a smaller community, and I was blessed in Brownstown, Indiana, because I had some of the greatest, best teachers, and many of them were teaching just nothing more than they loved to teach.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about money and all the benefits back then. They loved to teach, and they were very good at it, and I'm thankful.
Right.
I'm grateful that I had that chance to be there in this smaller community. You could
yeah,
not,
you know,
and you, even here today, you cannot push the liberal issue as hard as you can in the bigger cities because this little town just won't take it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that a lot of us, and I see this happening more and more, even here in California. People have had it. And what was really astounding to me, they had this huge auditorium picked out. There was a handful of people there, literally. I mean, if there was 30, I would be surprised. And the most of them, I would, okay, half and half was the Shields, and the other half was our group. So maybe there was a smattering of people who actually wanted to come. I was shocked that more people didn't show up, because this is their kids. You know, maybe they just, they were too busy at 6 o'clock. It's a Monday evening, whatever. But I was shocked that we had that kind of a divisive situation, and it could have gotten ugly, especially with the Shills there. And like Ron says, why didn't you ask her? Why aren't you angry? Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. What subject you want me to be pissed off about? I've got a whole litany. You want, you got time to listen? You want to hear why? Because we're sick of it. We're sick of the statism. We're sick of the bureaucracy. We're sick of the anti-American crap coming from the White House on down. That's why we're angry. Why aren't you? Absolutely. But I didn't. I said, okay, I don't want to get, you know, hauled off or something. But, you know, I was there, and if they'd asked me something, I'd have told them. I'd have said, here, you read it. I got a whole litany of stuff in here, man. In fact,
I run myself ragged trying to catch up to these people here and there to where I can talk to people.
Right.
That are, right. You know, I will say I have one guy that I can't actually get a hold of and talk to, my state representative. But other than that, most of them, they blow you off. They don't got time for you. The mayor, well, like I told
right.
you, if I go to a city council meeting, they're shutting the doors, calling the meeting off.
Wow. You know, okay, with my mayor, I can actually get any meeting I want with him for 20 minutes to a half an hour, private if I want it. He's really cool. He's a people person. That's why I campaigned for him. I voted for him. He's a common sense guy. He's registered Republican, but he understands stuff. He's not stupid. He understands what I'm trying to say, and he thinks, you know, that some people tend towards conspiracy theories, but if I get a couple more shots with him, he might understand where I'm coming from. That's why I put that together, because I've got to keep doing it. I have to keep doing it. So we got about 18 minutes left, and I just want to say, you know, this has been an incredible show, but, you know, we have a long way to go, and we do need to keep our wits about us, and we do need to keep our families close and everything else.
We need to join in on the immigration fight right now. We need to be
yep.
calling and making our calls
oh,
on that.
I did too.
We need to be screaming about Benghazi until
yep.
there is investigations into
yep.
that.
Absolutely.
And we should be following and listening and looking into it ourselves. Ron made a great point last night on the show about the Saudis, and he was 100% correct on it. The Saudis have a history with it's not a good history when you look at it with us. But the thing mm-hmm. is, without, you know, we're like worsening each other's backs there in a way, and it's mm-hmm. killer that we are. But there's so much more that's going to come out on this whole deal.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, all we can do is just see. And again, what I did today before we went on air, I think it was about an hour prior, and I went on to numbers and I faxed. There was two of them on the board, and one was, I think it was ISA, Boxer, and, you know, Frank and Feinstein. And then the other one was just for the two idiotic senators that I have here. But I let them have it, and I put my comments in the bottom. They are not going to like what I told them, because I said, you know what? I'm going, just wait. Just wait. When this thing goes down, just wait. You know,
I'm going to admit, around here I got a little advantage because I have inside help. And they help me, and I get people, like, how the hell are you getting that information and stuff? Well, I have friends.
Good for you. Good for you. But I just want to, in our last few minutes, talk about, I did talk to a travel agent today, and she suggested I go ahead and try to book something on my own because it's kind of hard to get in to where I want to go with you guys at a good hour, because last time I didn't get there till so late that we were eating in the dark, and I'm trying to get there by 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I don't know what that would do, but I have no idea because I didn't want to be
driving. Well, now there are two airports. there are actually two airports you can fly into. One's a little bit further away, but not a whole lot, and that would be Indianapolis.
Yeah. Okay.
If I could catch my cousin, I might be able to get him to fly in some part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, oh, he's a pilot?
He has his own plane, yeah. He's retired out of the Navy.
Wow. Awesome.
But he's in this new business, and it's running ragged, trying to, you know, get it up and established and going, and he's in and out a lot.
Yeah. Well, if you asked the question earlier, but my choice is ribeye because they're just, like, amazing, so that's just me. But anything you got going on?
I mastered the tenderloin breading. I have been searching for to remaster this for years because the breading that we used, they quit making.
Uh-huh.
And nothing worked. And I found
it.
So I'm liable to make tenderloins out there one night just to show off.
Wow.
They will melt in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm sure. That'll be so much fun. And everybody listening better be there. We got to
have some music.
Cool.
There's trails there.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you bring something for bugs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring...
There will be
mosquitoes. Yeah, I know.
We're
going to
be
out. I want that stuff. What's that stuff? The bounce stuff that keeps them away? I'm putting them on my pockets.
I don't know. I've had a bottle of stuff I've kept over from the military for years, and I only used two drops of it, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the Army surplus stores, and what I can buy today is nothing like that.
Nothing like it, yeah. I know. The creeps. They take everything out. It should be cool.
Everybody's out to make a buck.
I know. Do we have a time set aside on one of those days to go shooting? Practicing.
I think we'd like to do that on Saturday afternoon before we go to the cookout, or
okay.
We might wait. And,
okay.
We could wait and do that on Sunday morning.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be.
And have
yeah.
You know, eggs and whatever. Have breakfast out there. I know my cousin and him would love it. And I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. My cousin who owns the property is going to kick it off with Ron and him. And he's pretty armed himself.
That would be great. That would be so cool. So, yeah, we're just, I'm looking forward to it. So after I'm done and have my dinner, because it's only like 5:15 here, you know, I'm in the left coast, the evil coast, one of them. And I'm going to go back on and try to get
it right. I got you a cabin rented, Ron. And I have an extra cabin if anybody else wants it.
Okay.
So we got that covered.
Brian, if you want to come, Rod, you guys got to come down. It's going to be fun. Oh, man. Last year it was great. We had the best food on the planet. We didn't go into the lake, but this time I'm bringing my bathing suit. I'm doing it. I'm going. I don't care how tired
I thought that myself. I'm getting in the lake. My wife says she wants to take her pontoon boat back down there if they'll let her. That'd be great. We'll all get out on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
whatever it takes. I mean, I'll just go swimming as long as I can't get my boogie board on the plane. But
while we're at my friend's house, he has a vein of geodes that runs through his property, so I'm sure he'll let each one of you pick up one.
Yeah.
And I will get Yo a good one because I promised Nick one.
Okay.
We have pawpaw trees. I don't know if you've ever seen a pawpaw tree because they're only native to Indiana. And they grow what we call an Indiana banana on them.
Oh, wow.
And it tastes like a banana. Now, I don't think they'll be ripe at that time, but you may see some of them on the tree. Maybe I'll point some on the trees. We're country folks. You know how we are, Linda, you guys. And we're just looking to have a good time and relax.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
I'm just like, to me, everybody deserves a break. You work so hard.
Yeah.
We push and we push and we keep pushing.
I know.
and I want to thank everyone who does their parts and gets involved and does so much. I want to thank Ron and Linda and Mike and everybody else who does their shows and stuff. And everybody who, you know, we've made a difference whether we realize it or not. Names may never be remembered.
That's okay.
But, yeah, if we accomplish something, who cares? We know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know.
We know and God knows.
It's going to be.
We know and God knows.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough you know, road to hoe. And we're going to go through this wormhole, and whoever's left, like I said, I don't know how much time we have left, because, I mean, Ron was predicting 5 months. I don't know. Mike from the hot seat was predicting a year and a half. I don't know.
It's too bad Ron don't live here. You can buy guns, squirt guns, and all that stuff at yard sales.
Honey, I got news for you, Bill. When the time comes, this girl is definitely moving to your neck of the woods, because
I found a little place I want to share with you, Linda, that I've looked at. I think we can make it into three or four little apartment likes.
Right.
You know, each one would have their own building.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to look at and think about.
Yeah.
It was $34,000. It's like 3.5 acres, but it was secluded.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll have
well,
to send
you know,
a copy
talk,
of it.
You have to talk to Yo about it, but
has a 3-bedroom house on it, and has 2 outbuildings that are pretty big. That could easily one was a shop, and one was a 2.5-3-car garage. That could easily be turned into apartments.
Sure. Well, I'm just, you know, I was looking online, and there was a couple, and you have to be real careful because you don't know the age of the property, but there's some stuff out there for $20,000, $17,000, and they're doable, you know, and they can always be.
What I'm figuring on this is this would be all of us.
Okay.
So our bills would be lower. We each would have more money left over. We'd have people there to help take care of the garden and everything else, and bringing in.
Oh my God!
You
know that's
stocking up.
We can, yeah, definitely
talk about. I've thought about this for a while.
Okay,
and,
we can talk about that more when we get to Delaney, because that sounds so good. Whatever, on that kind of budget, that would be absolutely amazing. And whatever you want improvements, one could actually afford that at that point. Yeah. Ron says, how much? Oh, 34. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I just want, like, my own little, whatever, domicile. If I could get 1,500 square feet, I'd be one happy camper. I don't need any more than that. But I do like a little space, and I want my wet bar. And my mirrors on the wall. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to answer Rod.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to have enough cash to help. Believe me. I just, oh, man. 5.5 acres. We could have gardens and goodies. Oh, Bill, that's great.
Well, I'm looking at Washington County, Indiana. So I'm looking at property. If you go in there and look on those sites, you can look up different ones. Washington County, Indiana, because it's a little more less populated than the county I'm in now.
Okay.
And my wife wants to get, because we have a spot picked out where we're going to meet when things go bad, if they do.
Okay.
And we want to move closer to that spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, you know, I'm letting some stuff go here, shrinking down here on this area.
Right. Right. So when things culminate, then we'll be good, because then I'll have what I need and you'll have it in place, and that would be fabulous. Yeah, it'll work out. I think Providence is working on our side. I really do, Bill. If I don't believe that, then I don't believe. My name is Linda. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Yeah. So anyway,
It's amazing how we all gel and everything. And how we all came together and stuff. And sometimes I tell you about some dreams I had years ago and how this was kind of fulfilling those dreams.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Like, I need you to go out here and reach people and get all these people and do these and this and that. And I'm like, where am I going to find these people?
Oh,
well,
my
what?
Gosh. Oh,
man,
my gosh.
On the internet and people found me.
Absolutely. I know. It's phenomenal. I'm going to bring us out with a little poker face, and I want to thank you and Ron and Brian so much for being here, and Rod, because we love having you all here. I want to God bless everybody, and we're going to have my show tomorrow, which I'll be sharing as much as I can. Hopefully people will call in, and you guys should have kind of called in, even if it was only for 5 minutes, because this is your time. So God bless you, Bill, for everything you're doing, and especially
we need a night where everyone gets to call in and at least say something.
Yeah, you know, even if it's only a minute and a half, I don't care.
We're going to have to schedule another special.
Yeah.
Run a couple hours or whatever, and plan something, and everybody come together and let's do it all.
I know, and I'm looking.
We don't know how much time we all got left, or whatever happens, or
I know.
Or, you know, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
I know, and plus, I'm looking forward to Indiana and Delaney, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about the properties that we're going to be dealing with because we're going to need them. And I want to say good night, and you guys have a great time because my show, I'm going to do as much as I can. I might do it on 90 minutes, although I know Mike's in the hot seats doing a weird hour, so he can't join.
Well,
but
where we go on Saturday night, you'll have to follow me. But if we had to run, this would be a place to hide.
Oh, love it. Okay, baby. Gotcha. Understand. You guys
God bless
have a
everyone
great
and have a great
God
night.
Bless everybody. Can't get it. There it goes.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time that people take the country back through their representative government.
Have a great one.